Welcome to another edition of Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. There's a lot of stress, not only for the officers, but also the dispatch. How do you deal with that as a department?
We're set up that if we have a critical incident, a major incident, we would bring in counselors. We would do a debriefing for our staff. That would be the normal benchmark that most emergency service agencies do nowadays. We would do that as well. But you're always encouraging your staff to also kind of leave the job at the office. Go out, be involved, do something in the community, make sure that you're connecting with folks that are not just police officers and firefighters, and have a life. Make sure that you're investing in your family and in those relationships so that when you're not at the job, you really are getting a recharge, a real positive recharge. Kind of think about air traffic controllers. They're kind of in that same boat. They're very focused while they're at the office, but they have to have some healthy ways to burn off that stress when they're not there.
Springtime finally got here, and sometimes that increases animal activity. Does that increase animal calls also?
Well, it does. Springtime, we all see an increase in our furry friends' activities around town. I see that with my two rescue dogs. They're more than happy to get out in the backyard as much as they possibly can. They want that walk on the leash. But we also see all kinds of activities around town, and our animal control officer is busy. I can report that animal bites were down last year, so that's a good sign. But at the same time, he also responded to 230 dead animal pickup calls around town. And last year, he also impounded 112 animals as well. This year, we're quickly approaching that same number, and we're only into spring.
During that time period, I think the city maybe changed the contract service for animal control, though, also, didn't they?
2017, we had a very low number of animals being impounded because we didn't have a facility to take them to. So in 2018, we were able to bump that back up. This year, I think we're going to be able to see an even bigger increase. But again, you know, our motivation is not to have to go out and impound animals. Our true motivation for the community, or what we hope the community will do, is to be good guardians of their pet friends, make sure that they have licensed them so that we can get them back if they happen to abscond, you know, from the backyard. And we want to be able to reunite animals with their family members. That's the number one goal for any of this.
You've been listening to Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.